This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Anti-war protesters have clashed with law enforcement on college campuses across the nation. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson traveled to New York on Wednesday to meet with Jewish students at Columbia University who are concerned for their safety and to call for changes to the school's leadership.
I am here today joining my colleagues and calling on President Shafeek to resign if she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos.
In Austin, authorities have arrested demonstrators on the University of Texas campus. In Humboldt, California, students have taken over buildings at Cal State Polytech University, and USC says it's closed its main campus because of ongoing protests. An Arizona grand jury has indicted 18 people linked to an alleged scheme to install fake electors to declare Donald Trump the winner of the 2020 election. The suspects include former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani, a 2022 U.S. Senate candidate, and a former state party chair. In Pennsylvania, organizers of a campaign to get voters to write uncommitted on Tuesday's Democratic primary ballot say they surpassed their goal. From member station WHYY, Carmen Russell-Luchansky reports that more than 120,000 uncommitted ballots have been counted.
Uncommitted PA pushed to get 40,000 Pennsylvania voters to write in uncommitted as a protest vote over President Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war in the state's Democratic primary. It's unclear how many of the write-in votes are actually for uncommitted, but the 2020 Democratic primary only saw 34,000 write-ins. The campaign is calling it a victory. Miracle Jones is a volunteer organizer with Uncommitted PA.
We're very excited about the amount of people who participated.
Jones says the group will decide later how, if at all, they will continue the movement into the general election in November. The state has become critical in deciding who will win the White House. For NPR News, I'm Carmen Russell-Sluchansky in Philadelphia.
President Biden has signed a military aid package that includes $60 billion for Ukraine. More from NPR's Craig Myrie.
Just after the president's announcement, the Pentagon listed more than 20 types of weapons and equipment going to Ukraine. The list includes two items Ukraine says it needs urgently. One is artillery shells. The ground war in eastern Ukraine is largely an artillery battle, and Russia has a huge advantage. The second key weapon is air defense missiles. A shortage has made it increasingly difficult for Ukraine to defend its power grid from Russian airstrikes. In addition, the U.S. now says that last month it secretly began sending Ukraine longer-range missiles, known as ATACMS, that can travel nearly 200 miles.
Greg Myrie reporting. This is NPR News. The Supreme Court is considering the reach of a federal law that requires emergency room doctors to stabilize and treat patients. At issue is whether that statute applies to women who need emergency abortions. The Justice Department is challenging a law in Idaho that bans abortions except when the pregnant person is dying. Surgeons in New York have transplanted a kidney and a thymus gland from a genetically modified pig into a woman who is dying from kidney failure and other complications. NPR's Rob Stein has more.
The operation marks the second time a pig kidney has been transplanted into a living person. A Massachusetts man became the first pig kidney recipient last month. The latest recipient is Lisa Pisano, who's 54 and lives in New Jersey. She talked with NPR before the announcement.
I'm amazed. I'm absolutely amazed that it was even an option for me.
Pisano also received a heart pump to support her failing heart. Doctors hope kidneys, hearts, livers, and other organs from genetically modified pigs will someday help alleviate the longstanding shortage of organs for transplants. Rob Stein, NPR News, New York.
The Transportation Department has announced new consumer protections for air travelers. Airlines must now offer immediate cash refunds when flights are delayed over 3 hours for domestic trips and more than 6 hours for trips overseas. Credits and vouchers are no longer adequate compensation. Air carriers must also disclose baggage fees and flight changes up front. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.